everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you with us tonight. You know, the things in the world are shaping up. They're trying to affect the election with a false flag. You know, it's very timely, isn't it? You know, how long do they think that the people will continue to be dumb? Well, as long as it works, I guess they'll keep trying. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an introduction tonight of our message. We're going to talk about laying up your treasures where the thief and the moth and the rust do not destroy the treasure. Now, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 6, we're going into the text tonight. Let's read. It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, what does that mean? The light in you be dark. You know, there's a lot of people that profess Yahweh. They believe in Yahweh. They submit to Yahweh, just like old Simon the sorcerer in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. You know what he wanted the Holy Ghost for, or the Holy Shekinah? Of the Ruach in the Hebrew, he wanted it to make himself some money. See, some people love money. Some people use money to love Yahweh. You know, I've been with a brother today, and we've been out searching for a building. We ran across a building 28 feet wide and 66 feet long. Had a good price on it. We're trying to see if we can arrange a financial deal to purchase the building. And we're going to set it on the King's Gate Inn property and have a fellowship center. You know, Brother Parr, sounds pretty good, don't it? Yeah. Fellowship Center, the House of Yahweh on the King's Gate Inn property. And, you know, I believe that Yahweh just set the building that we can purchase for around $25,000, already ready to go. And we can set this building on the property probably for about, what, $5,000, Parr? A little bit less, Pard says. And we can lay up our treasures where our eye is good and our body is full of light. You know, some people, they talk Yahweh. They'll make you think they believe in Yahweh, but their mind is continuously on riches and their body is filled with darkness. They don't love Yahweh. They don't serve Yahweh. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:19 through 24 is our text tonight. We're going to get into the message. And we believe that Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we just closed down this evening as the sun went down on the great eighth day of the feast. Now, you know what the Messiah said when when he was attending the feast, he stayed the whole 8 days, and then he cried with a loud voice to those who were still there. Brother Pard, you know, we close out today with the 8th day of our festival. We began it on the 21st of October, and here we are at the October the 29th. We've already been here 8 days rejoicing in Yahweh and praising Yahweh, laying up our treasures where our body is full of life and where our desire is to have a place to meet and to fellowship and to gather together even more so. Brother Pardon, Brother Pardon's sitting in with me tonight. And we are, like I say, we've been out until the meeting closed today. We went and we saw a fellowship center. I believe it will fit our plans and our needs. It's going to be 66-foot-long building, which I think would hold quite a few of the few, praise Yahweh, and many of those who are already wanting to come to the fellowship. Bart, we had a great time. And he had a wonderful time, Bart said, in the name of Yahweh. We all laid up treasure. There was $180,000 gathered for this festival. The property was bought and purchased in the last 2 months. The amazing part, it is wonderful how Yahweh has worked. And you know, you use this word today. Yahweh never ceases to amaze me what he does for people that love and serve him. Now, for you, the saints, again, that made this King's Gate Inn property possible, it's a relationship that we offer up to the Father, and you know this relationship that we've been bought with a price so that we can be called the children of God in Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Brother Park, we got a place to cry out to Abba.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit itself bears witness, it bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed the children of Yahweh. It's a powerful thing to know that we are Yahweh's children laying up treasures. Our body is not full of darkness as some is. Oh yes, they profess Yahweh with their mouth. But when it comes time, Brother Pard, to produce and bring forth, the saying and the doing is two different things. They say, and they do not. Some people even regret the treasures that people are laying up for a place to serve Yahweh. I ain't talking about something that can be controlled by a few, but a place for many without the control or the restraint of the darkness of those who are not called by his name. And we have a privilege here at the King's Gate Inn, a beautiful place. Brother Pard, did you hear one negative report about the property?
Not a
negative report did anybody give that I know of. Nothing was voiced to me. It seemed like, and I talked to everybody here, Bart.
And you know, buddy, I said on an earlier show that if anybody came and didn't enjoy what they saw and did here, that I would give them a money back guarantee. And gosh, I didn't have to give any money back. And I didn't get any calls from those blind, dumb people on VR 549, so going great here at Kingsgate Inn. We're so happy. And, you know, this afternoon, we went to look for a little storage shed for my place, and evidently your nose got the itching because you got nosy, and while I was talking to the guy about the little shed, you saw the building, and whenever you asked him a question, and I said, oh my gosh, is he thinking what I think he's thinking? And then we went inside and looked at it, and we said, well, we knock out this wall, we do this and that. And I could see right there that we was going to be able to save some money and put this thing on the property quicker than we thought.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh. I tell you, he is so amazing, the things that he does for us and puts in front of us. It's just fabulous.
Amen. You know, Clark, you make a statement that we will be in by next Passover, guaranteed into a building. You know, we've been in the old gospel tent for the last two festivals.
And I said that would be the last time and we'd be in a building. But we're going to have the building ready by Christmas. The Christmas.
Christmas.
When we celebrate Toast Yahweh, we'll be doing it in our new building.
Praise Yahweh. Amen. And, you know, things through prayer and fasting and dedication. You know, Bart, you know, I'm so overwhelmed. I told the people when we dismissed down here in the last day of our service today that I was so humbled by the giving and the charity and the praise and the honor. And we had a great fellowship, people loving one another, sharing with one another. You know, the Bible says that the love of Yahweh covers a multitude of sin. We're not down here to dig up people's past, condemn their futures, or to curse them. We're here to bless in the name of Yahweh and to build a fellowship center. Brother Park, I believe we just took the first step today in directing our hearts back to the Father, where that we will have a religious center set up here within before the new year, actually in January. So I'm so thankful that Yahweh is moving so fast. I can't believe what he done this festival. You know, we came in here and I told the folks that we're becoming that it would be a working festival. And the treasures that they laid up, they brought, you know, I was thinking about Mark and Audrey.
Wonderful people. I mean, they went out of their way.
Oh, man. How they give, they came, they shared, they cooked, they waited on the saints, they praised Yahweh, and that was a theme throughout the festival that people came to work. They rolled up their sleeves, Bart. We set power poles. We hooked up RV hookups for people. And we got that done in less than a month. It's amazing.
Praise Yahweh.
Amen. And then we locked in the property. And it's a beautiful property. We thank Yahweh for it. Everybody was well pleased. I know I am. I'm so content and happy here. And for all you saints that contributed, every dime, every penny that they gave, Brother Pardon, I know you appreciate it, I appreciate it, all the elders here at the Kingsgate Inn appreciate it. We had a family festival, the children came, they slept in tents, and Brother Pardon, although the weather didn't cooperate all the time, the trial of our faith was endured. And the Bible said, they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Here we are, laying up treasures, and I'm proud to rub shoulder to shoulder the men that come, ladies that came. They rolled up their sleeves and went to work. We had a working festival. We cut down trees and cleared paths and done things that we had to do. We ran wire. You know, Brother Bob, trained electrician, he came in and set up the hookup site?
Well, he knew that old Park Priest had, so he made sure I had some electricity. What a guy. We love him.
Hey, man, praise Yahweh. And, you know, we had the brother driving tractors and doing things, and we had brother that went to the creeks and drug big stones. I was amazed at the weight of the stones that they came. We built a beautiful altar, Brother Ford, like we said we was going to do. It's already in place here at the King's Gate Inn, in a wonderful place, we think. The stones are set and every one of them painted.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that Randy and Jan painted those stones. We had a beautiful service there last night. Just outstanding. I mean, I just wish that anybody that believes in Yahweh could have been there on that altar. It was full dress. The stars above were just beautiful, bright.
Oh.
Yahweh was standing there with us. It was so precious. And, you know, Pastor Buddy, people only can think about this life here. And if they could only think about the next life, they're just missing something. Because Yahweh will take care of them. It's so, what happened today, we'll know tomorrow for sure. I feel like it's going to be a done deal.
Praise Yahweh.
We just need our wonderful people to tithe a little bit more to help us get this so Yahweh will be out of debt. Right now, we don't know a thing.
Amen.
When we make this next purchase, we're going to have money for that purchase.
Amen.
And we're going to have money to restore this building. So if anybody, you know, it doesn't make any difference if you get $5, $10, $100, $1,000, you know, whatever you can handle, Yahweh will give you reward for it. So do what you can. Help us out. Please come. Please stay in touch with us. Come to King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. You'll never regret your trip.
Amen. Well, you know, Bart, you was talking about the giving of the saints. It just seemed like if we just got through purchasing the property, and the tithes and offerings kept coming in until we had enough money to purchase the property, and then we are now thinking about putting up a building much quicker than we anticipated.
Right.
Yahweh is moving. He made it possible, Bart.
Right.
That we could have that, and with the love and the help, we really appreciate everything that everybody has done for us. And we'd ask you, as part has made a plea for you, to lay up your treasures. That's what we're talking about tonight. And you know, there's big temptations in the world for us to take our treasures and lay them up with the devil and the things of the world. People hide their silver and their gold, and they wait for a day where that they think that they're safe and content. The Bible says, when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. I'm going to tell you, if you'll put your money to the money changer, that is in Yahweh, the bank of heaven, and lay your treasure, don't wait for some rainy day or to where you can get rich before you can give something to Yahweh. I've said this before. Yahweh must have loved poor people. That He give us a world full of poor people, and it's usually the people that sacrifice and give and take away from their savings. We have people to send gold and silver, and we have people to send cash and money orders and things of this nature. And I said last night on the altar, and I looked around the circle, and those people that really give a lot of their treasures were still there on the eighth day of the festival, still hungry, still giving, still praising, and still working for Yahweh. And I was so thankful that we didn't We weren't tempted and led away. We didn't go to the NASCAR races and spend our vacation at Disney World. We didn't go to New York City and climb the Empire State Building. We didn't go to the Grand Canyon and peer off into the distance. We came to the King's Gate Inn, and we rolled up our sleeves, and we went to work for Yahweh, and we seen beautiful people come and sacrifice and praise. And like I said, people went down the creek bank and gathered big stones and brought them, and we cleaned them and sanctified them. We buried them in the circle, the 12 stones in a circle. A lot of people don't understand that, Brother Park. They said, why do you do that? Well, you know, there's a question in the Bible in the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua. It said, when your sons and daughters, it shall come to pass in the future that when your sons and daughters see these stones that you set in a circle, they'll ask, what does these stones mean? And Brother Park, the 12 tribes are the tribes represented on the 12 stones, which was demonstrated to Elijah in the 1 Kings chapter 18 when he restored and repaired the altar that had been torn down by the devil. You see, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy, and the Baal prophets and the Baal churches, they got platform altars. They will not build a 12-stone altar like the Bible says, and therefore, Yahweh has given up to worship the creature, and we took the Creator. Praise Yahweh. Now, if your feet don't stand on these altars, you don't participate, you don't kill, then you've got a heart full of darkness. You know, Brother Park, how many people have you known, especially in the Yahweh movement now, we're on to our own people. How many have you ever met that said, oh, I love Yahweh with their mouth, but their heart is full of darkness because they've always got the world on their mind. They've always got somewhere to go to spend their money somewhere else. They need to take and sit down and count the cost. Whatever we do for Yahweh will last forever in the face of heaven. And when we need Him and when we desire Him, He'll be there. But when we have taken Yahweh's treasures and His tithes and spent them out to Grand Canyon or took another plane trip to Rome, I ain't missed nothing over in Rome. I ain't missed nothing over in New York City. I'm not interested in climbing up the Empire State Building. I'm not interested in going to the NASCAR races in Darlington, South Carolina or California and hop a jet. We have people, Brother Art, that came and rode our plane. A sister that is aged. I mean, she's one of the ancient sister elders in the house of Yahweh. She rode a plane, endured some high altitude sickness, and you know I've had that at my age, and met her is about the same age, and they hopped a jet from California. Right outside Los Angeles from Riverside. They made the trip over here, and they made the trip back, praise Yahweh. And the Bible said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of begging bread. Lord, you give a lot of your tithes and monies and energies in helping make this possible. And tonight, we're sitting here doing the program, which I had no idea we do, but here we are talking about what miracle happened to us today where we can see the future here, and Yahweh just had us drive by that place to find this building, to look it over and size it up, and then get a vision of a treasure that we could take and bring it to the property and set it up on a foundation, hook it up to the water main, and have the heat in it. And for the elements and the weather wouldn't affect us, we won't have to sleep in a tent anymore. We could even have a room, an extra room in the building, just for someone to stay there. Praise God. I could see that potential real fast. And you've talked about our recording.
recording room, our video room, where we could make videos like we have. And we sat in an old trailer back on the farm with the roosters crowing, and we did about 20 hours of videoing, and it took us over 3 years to get those 20 done. Right now, Pard, right down here right now with the comfort of the King's Gate Inn and the peace that we felt here. It's so peaceful.
That's wonderful.
I can't get over it, how peaceful that it is here at the King's Gate Inn. And, Pard, we invite people, more people like Sister Jack, Sister Ruby, who was riding the airplane, and Brother Jack, who came all the way from California. But we invite more people like that to get on those high-flying jets and instead of going to the Grand Canyon, come to the King's Gate Inn and feel the miracle and the peace and the power and the joy unspeakable and the full of glory here with us at the King's Gate Inn. It means a lot to us, Bart, and we've got a vision that probably by the first of the year, we just might have a building set up where we won't have to set out in the old cold tent here in the tabernacle season, set in the rain or whatever that we've done. And, you know, our ancients used to do that. They had to set in the rain for 3 days. And I think it rained on us here about 3 days, and we had to go back and forth. But this time the tent stayed and kept dry. We were in good location. The property was excellent. It withstood the weather. And here we are with trailer hookups already, RV hookups. We got a big Bob and Pat here on the property right now, and they have a huge motorhome. They're sitting here on the King's Gate Inn property right now. We have temporary hookups, but we're going to make those permanent. We're going to add to it. We got the water lines ready to hook up. We've got the permits already paid for and purchased, and the next order of business, we're going to look at a septic system designed to carry the King's Gate Inn and the fellowship area. That's laying up treasures for the thief don't break through.
You know, Pastor Buddy, I had to go back to the world, so I had to leave the feast for a few days just so I could make some more money to donate for Yahweh's benefit. But so I left last Sunday, and then I got back last Thursday night or Thursday evening. And whenever I got back, we already had the tent down. And I asked him, I said, what'd you do, sell the tent? And they said, no, it's over there. And I said, well, you should sell it because we ain't going to use that no more. We're going to have a building by next Passover in the spring. I guarantee you we'll have a building here. And praise Yahweh for your itchy nose, because when you got to rubbing that nose and you got to sniffing around, you come up with that thing while I was talking to that guy, I mean, that just proves how wonderful Yahweh is.
Amen.
And we're only about 6 months ahead of schedule right now, so all we need our wonderful friends. And even if you are listening to this and you don't believe in Yahweh, but you think we're doing a good thing, tithe us $20 or $100. You know, you can't take it with you. They won't put it in the casket.
Amen.
The government's going to steal it all from you anyway, so, you know, you might as well do some good, because you might get a few good licks in Orion whenever you pass on, you know. So lay up your treasures in heaven and do some good things.
Amen.
And Yahweh will return to you many fold for your help. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. You know, Brother Park, we've been talking about the treasures that hardworking people, I mean, I know for sure that people have gone away from the festival literally worn out in body, but rejoicing in the Spirit, because the Spirit was so high and so wonderful here last night. The saints praised Him. We had a great altar service. it was wonderful and with joy unspeakable.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Well, I know a lot of people have their heart here with the King's Gate Inn. And it's a treasure that they've laid up to Yahweh. And here's what Proverbs says about it in 4:23. Listen, a person's life is the heart of their doing. You will gain no more or lose no more than you do. For out of the heart proceeds your desires. If your desires is in the world, you're going to love the world. The Bible says if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, and you need the love of the Father. And the love of the Father is to get in a given, a charitable spirit to help push. Above all, here it says in Proverbs 43, guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life. And if you guard your heart, watch those temptations that want to tempt you and drag you away and separate you from the commonwealth. You know the apostles were just poor men? They didn't have any silver. They didn't have any gold. And here's Pastor Buddy. I don't have no silver. I don't have no gold. But I've got Yahweh. I'd rather have Yahweh tonight than all silver and all the gold upon the earth. You know why? Because the day's coming that silver and gold will not deliver you. I'd rather have a friend than to have 100 pounds of gold sitting in a safe somewhere. Because that friend can feed you and wipe your mouth. And he can get you up and hold you up when you're sick and you're down. Gold will only be good for the outward man's creature comforts. He cannot calm the heart. He cannot bless the soul. And he'll have no treasures when the real treasures are counted up. So, folks, we encourage you to lay up your treasures where the thief and the moth and the rust and all these things that take away your treasures and make it worthless. You know, it's like the old song goes, Brother Pardis, we used to sing in the old Holy Church back years and years ago. Some people cheat. They steal and lie for worldly fame and what it can buy. But don't you know on the judgment day that the gold and silver will melt away? I'd rather be in some deep dark grave and know that my poor soul is saved and to live in this world in a house of gold and deny Yahweh's treasures and do my soul. I want the treasure laid up where none of these things can interfere with my purchase of a piece of real estate in heaven. Now, the day's coming, Pard, when no more sayings will do.
Well, you know, Pastor Buddy, when I was 55 years old, he revealed his name to me.
Praise Yahweh.
And years since then, I just turned 70. And I found out in those years that everything I've got really belongs to Yahweh. So, it's his. I'm just disturbed over what he has. And I do what he directs me to do. And everything I've got belongs to him, so I'll give it all to him when he needs it. And if people could just see that point, get over their ego,
amen,
and take a good look at theirself and their life. Ever since I was 55, my life started out good. I had wonderful parents. Got married to a wonderful woman, gave me 2 good kids, then things fell apart. And I've been alone for 20 years. But once I finally got connected with Yahweh, my life's gotten better than it had ever been.
Praise Yahweh.
It continues to get better.
And praise Yahweh.
I keep laying more treasures up to Yahweh, and I will do that
until he takes me out. And when he does, that's fine, because I want to be with him in the next life, and I don't care if I'm the lowest cancer on the pole. As long as I'm with him, that's all that matters.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh.
You know, Brother Paul, it's a true thing. You could just set an example. Let's go down to Joshua chapter 6, verses 17 through 18, and into the 7th chapter of the book of Joshua 1 through 26. In verse 18, Yahweh instructs the children of Israel to attack Jericho. And that was a big fortified city. Now, notice, just as soon as he instructs them to attack Jericho, to tell them to abstain from the accursed thing. You know what they were for? They were to bring all the silver and the gold and the vessels of bronze and iron to be cleansed or consecrated to Yahweh into the treasury. And as they attacked Jericho, Achan, the man of disobedience, disobeys the command of Yahweh, and he keeps back for himself a beautiful Babylonian garment. You know, part, there's a lot of people, they want Yahweh, but they got on a Babylonian garment. They wear that garment daily, and then every once in a while, when they need Yahweh, they'll take off that Babylonian garment and come over and try to put on a Yahweh garment.
I know some people like that, buddy.
Amen, brother. And this garment that he had was worth 200 shekels of silver. And he had a wedge of gold. Now listen to this. He had a wedge of gold.
Wedge.
A wedge weighing 50 pounds. He kept that back.
Yeah.
He had 50 pounds of gold and 200 shekels of silver. And because he sinned, Israel was defeated soundly. As they went forth to conquer, only one man's disobedience lost them the battle. Brother Park, disobedience is worse than witchcraft. Is that what the Bible says?
That's right.
And so we need people that'll forget the Babylonian garments and quit wrapping themselves in one side and praising Yahweh out of their other side of their mouth, and quit becoming sayers but becoming doers. So what we're asking tonight, if you've got a treasure, or you want a treasure, put your money where Yahweh is. Bring it to the temple that Yahweh blessed what you give. If you've got a little money, bring it to Yahweh. Let it be sanctified, bring it to the house, and let Yahweh's priest bless it and multiply, and you'll be blessed tenfold.
Pastor Buddy, I think that if you put your treasures in Yahweh's bank, the interest you receive is beyond your wildest dreams.
Oh, man. Did you know in Matthew 19, another example, do you remember when the rich young ruler comes and wants to follow Yahweh? And Yahweh told him to sell what he had, to give to the poor, and take up what? His torture stake and follow him.
Yes.
And the Bible said he went away very sorrowful because he was a man of great possession. You know how hardly will the rich get this? They want to keep on laying up their treasure. They want to keep checking their stock report. They want to keep checking their silver reports and their gold reports daily to see how much they've made or how much they've lost. There's going to be a day coming for it when all that's running to the street and they'll need a friend and sticks closer than a brother. So when you put things above Yahweh, then Yahweh is in the bottom of the heat pile, and you've got a Babylonian garment, you're hid under it, and when you need Yahweh, you'll have to realize one thing. What you've sowed is what you'll reap.
And you know too, Pastor Buddy, that Yahweh can give you a lot of things, and, you know, he can take a lot of things away.
Amen. Is that song? If the devil gives it to you, the devil will steal it back from you. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's a thief.
Right.
And if you wrap yourself in that Babylonian garment of worldly desire, and you forget to assemble yourself with Yahweh's people, Brother Park, we're over here, we're poor, we're needy, and it's an opportune time for those who have to help us. We would like to have a $25,000 donation from somebody right tonight to help us to put in the sewer system or the septic system that we'll need to carry on our effort here at the King's Gate Inn. We're setting up a trailer court with RV hookups, the electric, the underground cables, the sewage receptors, and things of this nature. It's going to cost money, and we're asking for those heavenly-minded people that have laid up their treasure in heaven to come and help us. And for those of you who've wrapped yourself in a Babylonian garment with 50 pounds of gold and 200 shekels of silver, know one thing. With the blessings of Yahweh with a little, turns into much more with the devil of a little lot. Because you know something? The Bible says it's better to live in a house with just a few vegetables and herbs where there's love than to live in a king's house where there's hatred and strife. Praise Yahweh. Now, why do we fight and argue among us? Is it not because we're carnal? Is it not because that we love the silver and the gold or the Babylonian garment of Achan? I don't want that garment on me, and I refuse to accept the garment of Achan in Babylon. I'll take this world and give me Yahweh, and take this world and give me the treasures of Yahweh. I'd rather be with a few good people than with many of the wicked and evil, because where the love of money is, you know what it says. There, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's right, Pastor Buddy. And you know, a lot of these televangelists get all this money and buy these big cars and live high on the hog, and people don't get a damn thing out of that money.
Amen.
They don't get, they say, well, we'll pray for you and bless you and all that, but nothing happens, and they can't figure out why. Every penny we've got through tithing has went into this pocket.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
We haven't spent any of this money for any personal stuff. It's all been for Yahweh. Everything will always be spent for Yahweh. Yahweh comes first. He's one and only. And if you tithe anything, it'll go right into the property. We hope someday that we won't have to ask for tithing. And I'll be the first to say, keep your stuff. We were self-sufficient now.
Amen.
But at this point, to keep things going, to make it even better for anybody that wants to come, and if you don't know about Yahweh and you'd like to find out, all you have to do is contact us and come on down.
Amen.
We'll teach you everything that you need to know. All you have to do is ask questions, and we'll fill in the blanks for you.
Amen. You know, Bart, we're talking about the Babylonian garment that people wrap themselves in. They trust in mammon to deliver them. If you don't trust in Yahweh, I don't care how much money you got, you'll need somebody that you can trust in the end. You know what people with money and riches do? You just know, first thing they do, they develop a phobia or a fear about somebody taking it. And they do all in their power to protect their riches and their valuables. They'll give their lap dogs around them to do their running and to do their bidding. And they'll hide behind the power of their money when they have to pay wages for people to rake down their fields. The Bible said, woe to them that rob Yahweh and withhold the treasures from Yahweh. They'll need
put up walls. They'll build high walls around their houses so that no one can get in. They don't trust nobody. They got treasure. They don't really trust anybody. Well, notice, they put up the walls, and then they hire security guards or somebody to watch their treasures, and what do? They have hidden safes.
Well, you know, it's really strange. A lot of these very wealthy people are buying these missile silos underground, making homes and selling condos.
That's true.
Because when the push comes to shove and shit hits the fan, they think they're going to be in good shape. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to be buried alive, and praise Yahweh, that's wonderful. So they can just be buried with all their treasures, and they won't make it to Orion where Yahweh is. And when he comes back, I want to be with him, whether I've passed on and am waiting for him to come back, or whether I'm still here when he comes, that remains to be seen. Doesn't make any difference to me. But while I'm here, I'm going to do everything I can to open as many eyes as I can.
Great job, buddy.
But, boy, I want to tell you, you talk about, I've been a painting contractor 47 years, and that's tough work, all the things I do. But trying to get people to see this is the hardest damn job I've ever had. But I'm not going to give up on my brethren. I'm going to keep trying to teach them what I know. And I'm going to keep hugging you, buddy, and keep learning from you.
Great job,
to help people. And that's what we got to do until the king comes back. And, man, I tell you what, I'm so proud of this property. I just wish anybody that had enough sense about them could come and just see what this is going to develop in. You know, when we moved on this property here just a few weeks ago,
yeah,
I made the statement, give us 12 months, you won't know this property. It's even going to be better and bigger than it is now. And, Yahweh, I tell you, he's so wonderful. And things are happening pretty doggone fast. I'm thinking we're just about 6 months ahead of schedule after today, buddy.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, Park. You know, what you deem as valuable shows where your heart is. And if you lay it up on the earth, it's not going to amount to anything, Brother Parr. But if you will lay it up in heaven, blessed be Yahweh, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, the resurrection of our Savior. And once we have been revived and we are raised in the likeness of the treasure of the Spirit, then these things on earth, where they will pass away, the people that have trusted in them and stored them up for the last days, they've got it planned that money will deliver them. Only thing that will deliver people hard is the name of Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. You know, buddy, my earthly father that put me in my earthly mother and brought me here told me a long time ago, he said, Jerry, always treat a lady like you treat your mother. And I always treated my mother like the most wonderful woman in the world. And he said, always treat a man like you would like to be treated. And that's the way I've done my life. I've always tried to be more than fair. I've got shit on a lot of times because I've tried to help people, but I go on. If that happens, then I release myself from those people. But there's so many good people out there. I'd like to try to help everybody. I can't, but if people are out there listening to this that need help, if they had contact us, if there's any way in our power that we can help you, we will do what we can to help you.
Amen.
We don't want leeches or moochers. We want people who can have their eyes open.
today want to learn and be a part of this.
Yeah, Brother Pryor, the Bible says in Corinthians chapter 3, it says, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, every man's work will become clear, or the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on the foundation, endures, he will receive a reward. But if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. And so we know as believers, at the end of our life, we'll all stand before the judgment seat. And so when we give an account for what we've done, and we built on a sandy foundation, the Bible said that foundation will fall, and great will be the fall of it. Praise Yahweh. Brother Pryor, we got about 5 minutes left, and we'd like to thank those who have supported the Shepherd's Call ministry down through the years. We've been on radio many years. We haven't ever regretted one penny that we have given towards encouraging you to lay your treasures up where the thief can pass through and steal. You see, rich people are worried about being stolen from. You ever notice them and you get around them, they're always accusing somebody of getting something from them. The only thing that I want from people is love and respect. And that's reciprocal. Give love and respect. Stand on your feet and be a man. Answer to Yahweh. You can call me tonight here at the King's Gate Inn, where we have just recently moved to our new location. We're no longer at the Tazewell location. We've moved to the King's Gate Inn. You can write Pastor Buddy at the Post Office Box 568 at Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. And you can send it to Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me, my telephone number is still my cell phone. I haven't got a permanent phone. We'll have it hopefully next week. I'll put in my telephone number tonight. If you'd like to call us live on the Shepherd's Call here with Pastor Buddy and send it in with me tonight is Brother Pryor. And we have enjoyed being with you talking about the treasury.
Wonderful, buddy. Appreciate it.
Praise Yahweh. Just call me. Area code 423-626. Make that 423-259-0606. Keep forgetting, we're not at the old telephone number. That telephone number will not work anymore before you that have that telephone number change that number to 423-259-0606. Again, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37.
get around Mark down there. He makes the best damned egg I've ever seen.
Oh, man, I mean, he was a great cook, him and Sister Audrey. They were wonderful, babe.
And she's a sweetheart, that Audrey.
Oh, she is, and we had Miss Virginia. She's our standby cook, and boy, she worked her self to death cooking for the main crew, her and Jen, and the other ladies that helped serve the table. Some of the men, I know Buddy too. I call him, man. He worked and fed the troops and spent, and they would go and buy food out of their own pockets and cook it for us, and we had the bean pasta going. We had a great time, praise Yahweh. What a wonderful festival. It's already in the books, ladies and gentlemen. It's done gone. Our treasures, we laid them up. We came, and we praised Yahweh, and Yahweh has blessed us. Continue praying for Pastor Buddy. I need your prayers. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185.